As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong?
I'm upset with you. I'm upset with you. How about that?
Wait,
I'm upset with you.
What did I do? Let's see. What? I got nothing.
You know, you have no problem walking out of Lake Havasu and handing the keys over to a nice little boat for a dollar. No problem with a friend up in Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
You have no problem. Let me just keep going. Let me stand up.
Well, listen, it was twin screws, and I didn't know how to drive two engines. And so I gave it to him for a dollar. I sold him the title for a dollar.
A boat.
A sleek craft that was like
Carson,
50 feet.
Carson, are you listening?
That's a great deal.
The thing was, I can go to Havasu anytime I want, and they will take me out of the boat, and I can use the boat anytime I want.
Oh, sweet deal. Sweet deal. How many times you been back to go on that boat? Okay. Zero.
I'm going out right, Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh. Sure you are.
I am.
Sure
we
you.
It.
You haven't been in years. 15
Holly
years
and I
you've not been back
it.
To see that damn boat.
Do you want to see
right.
the text?
That's not my last one, okay?
Right.
And what about the dear friend of yours that you basically gave her a car for 6 months? How about that dear friend? The one that, the one that you loaned the car to and even loaned money to, never got paid back, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
I bought Audrey a car.
Even worse. Even.
Well,
now,
listen, she was a single mom. It was a really bad situation. And it was bad.
I'm not saying that what you did was not gracious and very giving in from
she was
you.
In an abusive relationship. I mean, it was.
Okay,
yeah,
get it.
Okay. But you got nothing going on that's bad.
But for some reason, the person that took the boat for a dollar had nothing going on bad either,
no,
Jamie.
But
for some reason, Jamie.
The promise is that I can go out there anytime I want and use it. If I sell you my car, I can't go use it anytime.
Yes, you can. So, Jamie wants to sell her car.
Yeah.
And she's a fair market price. I wouldn't say that it's a dollar boat, but I would say it's a fair market price. And she's willing to sell this thing to any stranger that's out there, okay? But she won't sell it to me. Here's her reasoning on it. It's because that if something goes bad, she's going to feel bad.
I am. That's really legit.
It's called a sales transaction. The transaction is, I pay you, I take the car, it's my responsibility. Whatever goes wrong, you had no idea that was going to happen. It's not
bad.
Your fault in any way. And I'm trying to convince her that this is the way I'm thinking. And trust me, I'm the kind of guy that I'd never come back on you. I'm just that guy. I'm not going to blame you because you know nothing about the car, okay? So I wouldn't blame you to begin with. But she refuses to sell it to me. But she's over here right now as we speak. Ready to list this thing on some marketplace somewhere. Carvana.
Probably for $10.
Yeah. Pickup. Porch pickup.
And it's making me angry. It's really literally making me angry because, and I'm not going to name the make, model, all that, yeah. but it's a very nice vehicle. Very nice for a very nice price. Oh, it's somebody will snatch it up today. BJ's left with his old BMW.
I also think it's too fast for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think you can handle it.
I don't either. I worry about that because, listen, it goes up to 200 miles per hour. And I think if you hit the gas out of the parking lot, you're going to fishtail and you're going to be like thinking like, oh, my God, I'm not NASCAR.
There are times that I need to get away from the family at 200 miles per hour. I could use that vehicle. There are times I really want to go.
I mean, if it gets out from under you, you're done.
It's not going to get out from under me. And that's not a reason. You don't know the person that would be reaching out to you on that Carvana or Carfax or whatever it is.
I know, but
you don't know what that person's capable of handling
but
either.
I would feel really bad if you lost control and yeah, bad things happen.
Put it in launch mode.
Yeah. I don't think you would. I think you'd be perfectly fine with it.
You know, I just...
Oh, my God.
And it's not like... I looked at Carson on Friday and I go, I just don't want to sell it to him. What if something happens? What if it breaks or whatever? And you... What did you say? You go, oh, well, just have him go to John at Highlands Ranch Imports and have a full inspection and then that way
it gets you on.
See, he's
it's
trying to help
your conscience.
You.
Yeah, I was like, sell it to BJ. Just make sure it gets checked out before so we know everything that's going on.
No.
Why? You don't feel good about that?
I don't care. You're missing my whole point here, guys. Like... My point is this. This is a transaction between me and my friend, okay? And if she says,
I don't even know where you live.
And if she says to me that I want to sell this car for this price and I agree to it, everything from that day forward is on me. Now, if I want to take it directly after buying it to John, have him check it out, that's one thing. But I know right now, as is, I'll pay you. Boom, boom, we're done, okay? That's all. I don't want to take it somewhere and have it checked out because I trust her.
I have a treadmill you can buy.
I'm not buying your stupid treadmill.
Porch pickup?
No.
All the way.
I don't want your damn treadmill. What if something goes wrong? What if I go flying off the back of it? Like
I know you'll never use
you
it, so I'm not worried.
Yes. No, you're right. I wouldn't. Speaking of which, when it comes to videos, okay?
Yeah.
Is anybody else... I'm not angry about it, but I'm just to the point of where I see these videos on social media, and I just don't know what to believe anymore. I'm so confused on everything.
I'm telling you what. So the other day was my son's birthday, right? And so his friend made him, actually it was his dad. His dad made him an AI video of, because you know how my son's doing that AI school with Elon Musk and all that stuff. Well, anyway, it's Elon turning towards my son and they're hugging. And my son is actually patting him on the back. And it looks so freaking real. It's terrifying.
It's crazy.
You saw it.
Yeah.
It looks so real.
You go up and down. Now, I love X. And the reason I love X, it's got nothing to do with Elon. It's got nothing to do with any of that. It's a great news source for me. Okay? I don't care about how to cook a brisket. You want to show me how to do that? I don't care about that. All right? I'd rather have news sources. That's why I do. But every time I see a video, like this guy yesterday, I have this piece of audio here.
Okay.
He's in a supermarket. And he's telling me how bad chicken is for me.
Oh.
And I don't know whether to believe him or not.
I don't know if I want you to play this.
Why?
Because stuff gets in my head.
It's called chlorine chicken. Have you heard this?
I've heard about chlorine carrots. Have you heard the bleach in the carrots and that's when they turn white?
I have heard that, yes. Yeah.
No, I've not heard that one. Oh, great.
Sorry.
Now the damn carrot's bad for me. All right. Listen to this guy talk about chicken. This is packaged chicken that you would buy at the supermarket.
If you send your kid to a summer camp in Colorado, you might...
You're sending your kid to a summer camp?
Yeah. What? Go back to chlorine chicken if you don't mind.
Your chicken is full of chlorine. Did you know that even organic chicken can be dunked in a chlorine bath and have up to 12% retained water from the chicken?
Even the organic stuff. According to him.
Chilling process, which means unless your chicken says it's air chilled, it is full of chemicals and chlorine that
Have you ever seen air chilled on a chicken?
Air chilled?
Have you is got that, an air-chilled chicken?
Wait, okay. Is it like a stamp I should be looking at?
You don't know what this guy's talking about. He's got chlorine chicken. He's got air-chilled chicken. I don't know.
And retain water from the chilling process, which means unless your chicken says it's air-chilled, it is full of chemicals and chlorine that are absorbed into the chicken when it is chilled. Same thing over here, chicken party wings. Almost 10% of the water in this chicken is potentially full of chlorine and other chemicals they're using to sterilize the chicken. So what do? It's a little hard to find this, but when you're buying chicken, make sure that it's organic and air-chilled.
Air chilled.
I gotta look for air chilled chicken.
You've got to write that down. Air chilled
well, here's
chicken.
The other
I've
thing
never
I'm,
even heard of air chilled chicken.
Here's the other one I'm worried about with chicken. So remember, I was at the Centrum Club or whatever, you know, at DIA, and I met this guy. We're just sitting there hanging out, and I'm like, "So, what do you do?" Blah blah blah. He X-rays chicken breasts.
Oh yeah,
really?
For bones.
Does he really?
He does. He has to wear a big lead suit, and he X-rays his chicken breasts. All day long for bones.
How do you get that job? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either. And all I can think of is, like, that's probably not safe to X-ray my chicken. Like, right? Because that puts...
Well, yeah, it's radiation. I mean, it's not like being at the dentist where they put that big, heavy lead vest
on
you.
Yeah, because he said he wears lead all day. He said, oh, my God. He's like, you don't know how bad that hurts your back after a while. And he was a young guy, too. He was, like, 30. And I was like, wait, you X-ray my chicken? And he's like, yeah, I can't have any...
Yeah.
Breastless, boneless, breastless chicken.
Yeah.
It goes down a conveyor belt and they're...
Jamie, here's a dude at the airport. He's got you talking breasts. This is a pickup line that he's probably used.
How could you make that up, though?
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me finish this with her, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God.
This
that's
is
not
a guy,
very appealing.
This guy. Yes, it is. Hey, you talking about white breasts?
No, didn't they have you talking about breasts?
He just threw chicken in just to, you know, take it down just a bit.
Can
but
I tell
you
something?
He's pickup line everywhere.
It means he either has a platinum or a black card, right? Because it's the American Express Club, right? So he has one of those cards. So you'd want to say that you do something a little cooler than X-raying chicken.
It hooked you. You still remember the conversation. This probably happened years ago.
No, it was last year. And all I can think of is, like, I have radiation in my chicken. That's all I can think of. Like, that's not healthy, right?
No, it's not.
No. Mm. So we got bleach.
It's like having chlorine.
Yeah, so, I mean, chlorine. So we have chlorine, and we have, and now we have radiation.
All right.
My God.
Make sure you get chilled chicken, folks.
Air chill.
BJ and Jamie.
What?
So,
what?
You know, I follow that Kyle Clark guy over at 9 News.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think he's witty.
He's a good chap.
I know a lot of people don't like him, but I find him witty. And I think that his little buddy, the guy with the glasses, the little nerd that he has with him, what's his name?
I don't know.
Like Buddy or whatever. He's funny, too. Like, they're funny. And I don't care what your politics are. He's funny.
Yeah, he's kind of a pain in the butt, I think.
He's
funny. All right, so I follow him.
Until he gets to be a know-it-all. And then I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. So he stated over the weekend that yesterday, being Monday, that the biggest trial to ever hit the state of Colorado was about to begin, okay? So I read into it, and it's Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, okay? He's in town because he made some remark. It's a defamation trial because he made some remark about some voting system that we used here in Colorado is a big cheater. They cheated. That's what he said, okay?
Here's the headline. It says, defamation trial starts in Denver over 2020 election claims pitting ex-Dominion executive against MyPillow CEO.
All right, listen. If a guy that goes by the MyPillow guy, okay, is in town for a trial, it's not the biggest trial to ever hit Colorado, okay?
Well, my girlfriend works for the court system, and she said there's lots of security right now. It's a bit of a circus down here.
In fact, it's a boring trial, okay? It's about cheating or not, okay? It's a dumb trial, to be honest with you. So it's not the biggest ever. But then you told me that your friend told you what the biggest was.
Well, because then you were going like, I don't think it's the biggest trial ever.
It's not,
Jamie. Okay, and you're like, Kyle Clark says it's the biggest trial. So I asked. I didn't say, yes, it is. No, it isn't. I asked the woman that works downtown at the court system.
Can I say what I thought was the bigger trials?
Yeah, I thought.
I thought the theater shooter. I thought the Columbine stuff. But maybe, those guys died, so it wasn't a trial. But you had the guy that shot up the Chuck E. Cheese. Remember that guy years ago?
Were those all federal? Were those federal?
I think they were state here.
Okay, because this is federal.
Well, it doesn't matter. The biggest in the state of Colorado, okay?
But I mean, the reason why we get the trials here is because they're federal. is what I'm talking about.
In many cases.
Okay, so I asked her, I said, BJ's flipping out because Kyle Clark said that the MyPillow situation was the biggest in history.
He's a MyPillow guy. It can't be that big.
Listen, first of all, I have my G-string, so I support that guy. Do. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
You
yeah,
ordered the My G-string?
My G-string, yeah, and so I support that guy.
I didn't even know they made that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's part of his collection.
Are you thinking about getting one? Hey, listen. The My Pillow that Jamie bought me is the best pillow I've ever owned. My slippers, I bought, best slippers I've ever owned. Pillow, they're legit.
Listen, legit boy, you stole that word from him yesterday.
I've been using it ever since.
Have you?
I used it on my wife last night.
You did?
Check this out. It's legit.
So I asked my friend, she works for all the judges downtown, right?
Right.
And she has her master. She's a really smart woman. Anyway, so she goes, well, but she's also politically correct. She's like, I'm going to have to say it was the Oklahoma City bombing. They rebuilt the courtrooms. They set up Dan Rather across the street, had a duplicate court viewing center in Oklahoma City. So my guess would be, if you had to consider which is bigger, it would be Oklahoma City. She said, however, as far as media coverage, Taylor Swift was huge. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And she said also the Tiger King was big as well.
Yeah.
So those.
I think she wins. I think the Oklahoma City bomber. Yeah. That had to be the biggest. I mean, that was huge.
Right. So I guess Mike Lindell, shout out. I guess he's here, right?
I think so. I think he has to be in town.
You should go
for
and
this.
Take your slippers down there, see if he'll sign them.
I'd love to go. I'd like to get my pillow autographed along with my slippers.
Maybe my G string.
I'll take your G string with me. I'll get, not a lot of room to write on that.
Do it while you're flossing your teeth.
I think you just have to put his initials on the G string. Mike Lindell. I don't know if there's enough material there.
Yeah.
Well, he's in town.
Yeah.
And I guess they're trying to figure out if he, defamation of some type that he's got to pay a bunch of money for, right?
Yeah, I think so. Didn't he go bankrupt? Is he bankrupt now?
I don't think so.
I thought he was upside down.
You can still buy all that stuff.
Oh, you can?
So as long as he's in business.
Oh, didn't you get his sheets from like Ibiza or something?
Yeah, I got the Ibiza sheets, man. Woo! They sleep good? Wow. There I am in bed, my pillow, my sheets, and my slippers.
Wow.
Head to toe, my. That's me.
Oh,
all right,
God.
BJ.
Help.
Jamie Morning Show.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Kidding. No kidding, huh? Mike just walked into the courtroom.
Yeah, Mike Lindell just walked into the courtroom. I have play-by-play.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's in town for that big trial. The biggest trial in Colorado history.
Well, no, that's
Mike
not true.
Lindell.
We just realized it was Oklahoma City.
I know. I'm just playing along with Kyle Clark.
Oh, sorry.
That's what he said.
Gotcha.
Now, is anybody in your circles that has kids, are they worried about the measles?
About the measles, yes.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not hearing that much about it. I see it pop up.
Yeah.
And I think we've got, the 11th case or something like that here in Colorado?
Yeah, I think so. It's Colorado Springs mostly, right? Is that right?
I don't know. I got the report, though.
Okay.
I can play it for us. All right.
The state is confirming 4 more measles cases related to that outbreak at DIA last month. So this puts the total at 11 cases so far this year. And that's the most we've seen since 1996. Uh-oh. 3 are adults from El Paso County who were passing through the airport on May 14th. 1 is vaccinated, 2 are not. The 4th is a vaccinated adult from Arapahoe County who was on that Turkish Airlines flight the previous day, which carried a contagious passenger. The state says there are at least 4 potential exposure locations connected to this group.
So the hot spot seems to be DIA.
Well, they're flying in, right? Because they went overseas. Yeah. But here's the concerning part is like 2 people were vaccinated and they still got it.
So much for the vaccination.
Right? I mean, right.
Probably years ago, though, right?
Maybe so.
You would think so.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know. But I mean, Carson and I went over his travel just yesterday because I was like, hey, were you at the airport in those days? But he just missed it by a week.
Yeah, I was like a week before. Yeah.
What about you? You went out to California.
Yeah,
when
but that
were
was
you there?
Yeah. Oh.
Let me think about it. I mean, I think you're closer than he is.
Oh no.
No, I think you are. I think you are closer. Not me, because I went over Memorial Day weekend. So that's a couple of we're looking at May 14th. All right, right? Is that
I was
that's
worried
the
about
date?
Carson.
And you were asking about Carson yesterday, and I thought after you went, she went the very next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh no, did we same weekend?
I went on the 16th.
Okay.
Wait,
that's the 14th weekend.
I went 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Close enough. Okay, close enough. That means that measles thing was still lingering out there at 15th. The airport, Jamie. It could have been on anything. Could have been on the plants. 15th. Who knows? I mean, it could have been. But here's the thing. You were so concerned about Carson and his travel plan.
Now I'm itchy.
What was your date?
I'm 18.
Carson.
Because I went the weekend after Mother's Day.
And I went the weekend of Mother's Day.
Right.
Yeah. Mother's Day weekend.
That's my point. My point is Carson went about a week before this outbreak.
The 8th.
Jamie, bullseye. You were out there during this. That weekend. You're a measles infected person right now.
That's kind of crazy. Can I tell you why? No,
why?
I'm not going to tell you why.
Why? No, tell us why. You've already set the set the bait for us here. Go ahead.
I might have had a rash.
No!
All over my back.
What?
Yeah. I just assumed it was the hotel I was staying at in San Francisco.
No, measles.
I was maybe it's just the hotel or something.
It's official. Now we're up to 12.
No, because I...
Jamie's got the measles.
You know, you feel like the Four Seasons like washes their sheets and stuff. And then I told my kid, I go, look at my back. He's like, wow, that is not good at all. I go, yeah, I think they use some kind of laundry detergent that I don't like.
How long did it last?
The rash. Still be a little bit happening.
Oh.
You got it. You got it. Hey, Spadil, call the CDC.
We need a quarantine.
All right. Tell them to get some hazmats in here.
Itchy. Oh, God, I got the measles. What are the symptoms? Sorry.
I have no idea. Rash, I think, on your back.
It says fever, cough, runny nose, and then you'll get the rash afterwards.
Oh, no. I got to go home.
She's such an actress.
I mean, I'm SAG.
Rock star.
Right?
Got to get that movie, man.
Screen actress.
Jamie White said it. She is so good at actress. Now, listen. So yesterday, I actually thought of this yesterday when we left here because she asked Carson here in the studio concerned about him. And after we left here, I thought, wait a minute. Jamie was at the airport right around the 14th. She had to be.
I was.
Because of the way Mother's Day weekend fell. Because she went out to see her son for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I saw yesterday where a report was measles attached to Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I thought, wait a minute. Jamie's closer to the zero zone than anybody is.
I'll show you. Look. All right.
But don't have to take your shirt and bra off.
Here we go.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, lesions.
Put lesions. Put your bra back on. Put it back on. Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.